sitting here with Saul Kuhlman, Sheep Pond Partners. Saul, thanks for joining us for a few minutes on a busy morning.
Oh, listen, my pleasure. Beautiful day in Saratoga. I'm happy to come over and say hello.
Yeah, they're all beautiful days up here, right?
Yeah, anything's better than work, but it's pretty nice to be here.
You may hear some tractors in the background. They're doing the harrow right now for the renovation break. Big crowd out here today. I'm sure a lot of them, Saul, here to see your star mare now. It's crazy to call her a mare. We've been she's been around so long now, and it's got to be a fun day for you because with her, this is where it all began and where it all continued.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, you know, it's a big day. I mean, this is the horse that really got us going. This was, you know, in the first group of horses we bought, and you know, since then we've bought a lot more and gotten pretty involved in the sport and. You know, been through a crazy journey with her, and this is the only one to really get nervous for. You know, most of the time it's, you know, you kind of come to the races and you're excited and you're hoping you're putting yourself in good spots. With her, you know, you get better butterflies and have trouble sleeping the night before and trying to think of what can go wrong and, you know, nervous and excited. So,
you mentioned 3 years between Lady Eli, Wavell Avenue, you bought into Marnia Biscuits. It feels like you've been around for a million years that we've been seeing Sheep Pond partners on the PPs for forever. But like you said, I mean, pretty fortunate. She's one of the first few horses, right? You didn't win your first race until March of 2014, and then you buy her that summer, and she's a maiden winner at Saratoga that summer as well.
Yep. Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, you know, we started Sheep Pond Partners with a couple of buddies of mine, and you know, we bought a few 2-year-olds and a few yearlings. This was in our first group, and obviously, I think that year was funny. We bought 3 2-year-olds. Sorry, we bought 4 2-year-olds, and 3 of them went to the Breeders' Cup.
Wow.
Tammy the Torpedo and an Offering Plan, who will run later here at the meet. And it was, you know, we thought it was, I'm like, oh, this sport's pretty easy. Then you do it for a little bit longer, you're like, holy smokes, we were extremely lucky. You know, and since that sort of first, you know, first crop, you know, we started a few different groups, had a Plains, Matticat, Great Point, a couple other partnerships with just a few buddies in each. And it's been a great ride. You know, we've been trying to do things a little bit differently in terms of the types of horses we're trying to buy and at different points in their career. And it's been a great run and learning a ton and having a blast.
She's the cornerstone, though, right? I mean, she's the one that really brought you into prominence. Your first Breeders' Cup winner, obviously. I mean, just 3 starts into her career, 6 months you're in the game. You're a Breeders' Cup winning owner. I mean, there are guys and gals in this business for literally decades that would kill to be in this position. And to have a filly like this who has really captured the imaginations and the hearts of a lot of fans. I remember when she broke her maiden, my phone exploded about how, you know, how good she was and how impressive she was and, you know, then go on to win the Breeders' Cup. You get her back last year, and she suffers her first loss here. So the line from Rounders, it's like, yeah. Buckner walking back into Shea. You feel the same way on a day like today because this is a tough race today, Diana.
It is a tough race. I mean, I can come up with a scenario, and I have each horse winning, and none of them being us. That loss was tough. You know, it was one of those days where, you know, when she lost, you're heartbroken, and then you kind of went back to your house, and 4 or 5 hours later, you sort of reflected and said, you know what? She's back though, right? And she's healthy and we're gonna have a shot to, you know, to really campaign her and she's responded. You know, here, yeah, it's a spot of her first win. You know, you obviously remember that loss, but there's just something special about winning a big race at Saratoga, right? I mean, this is the first, you know, first grade one of the meet. We were actually fortunate enough to win this race last year with Decida, which was actually kind of a little bit of a surprise for us. So this year, obviously, we have the favorite, so it'll be a little bit different, and she's a little bit different, of course. So, you know, nervous and excited, but really nothing better than winning a big one on a Saturday.
Yeah, I hope your heart can take it. The Diana has produced some pretty thrilling stretch duels. I don't have to tell you with the Cedar last year, but the last 10 years, I mean, we've had some real slobber knockers out here.
Yeah, no, and I expect one today. I mean, look, the thing that when I started it, I never really understood how the weights worked in these races. And as I've gotten a little bit savvier in my
that's the first thing you said to me this morning.
Yeah, I said, you know, I'm obviously Chad's got another really good horse in the race that I'm, you know, concerned about, nervous about. But there's a Grand Motion horse, Ghidorah, who's run you know, phenomenally the last couple of times. And I'm looking at the weights, the horse is getting 8 pounds, training really well, you know, short field, so probably be able to save some ground. I mean, that horse is the one that actually scares me, I don't say the most, but a lot. So obviously Dickinson is a tremendous horse. There's some really, really good horses in there. It is going to be a battle, and I'm not expecting to, if we're lucky enough to win, it's going to be a nose or a neck if we get down to that spot.
Yeah, Dickinson actually handed her third defeat, and the only time in her career she's lost two in a row. But again, that Jenny Wiley, you think you're coming back in the Jenny Wiley, and you know it's going to be, it usually is a nice race, a tough race. Tepin, of course, last year, but... Yep. That was a completely loaded Jenny Wiley this
loaded.
Year.
It was loaded again. And that is funny. We have another horse called Alicia's World, who Dickinson had run second to Dickinson the two races before, a grade three and a grade two. And we're like, God, this horse, you know, this Dickinson looks pretty good, but we didn't think Alicia's World was that good. And then after you watch the race, you're like, oh, maybe Alicia's World's okay. Yeah, but the horse is tough, too. I mean, this is going to be a battle today, absolute battle.
2-for-2 at 9 furlongs.
Yep.
Antono, the other Chad you were talking about,
yep,
has never been 9 furlongs. As I pull up my PPs, I don't believe Dickinson has been the 9 furlongs. She has, actually. She won that Hillsboro. But does it give you, and the Suwannee River, does it give you a little confidence, 2-for-2, that Gamely last time in California, an unbelievable race going the 9-furlong trip? Talk a little bit about that, because she was a little out of her element last time.
Yeah, she was much more forwardly placed than I thought she was going to be. And so I was actually a little bit nervous, you know, kind of watching the race. They were going pretty quick up front, and she was, you know, I thought she'd be kind of mid-pack. I mean, I guess that shows you a little bit about her versatility. That was, you know, Irad felt like that, you know, he had to stick with that horse in the lead, or else that horse would have gotten loose because there was no speed. You could see that again today. There's not a lot of speed in this race, so I'm not exactly sure how it's going to play out. My guess is she'll be kind of mid-pack, forwardly placed, hopefully on the rail, saving some ground and ready to kind of see that kick at the end. I'm not really sure who goes to the front, but... Yeah, Antoinette is a you know, special horse. Obviously, you know, with your trainer throwing the horse in there, you wish you could take him out to dinner and try to convince him to go to a different race. But unfortunately, Judd Mott's going to have a little more juice than me. So she's here, and she's going to be super tough. She obviously earned it with a tremendous win in that grade one last time out. So she's going to be extremely tough and has a devastating turn of foot. So we'll see what happens.
It's funny you say that, because as you're relatively new to the game, this has come up a lot the last few years, I feel, as we've gotten more fans and more younger people like yourself into the game. You obviously are a big owner in the Chad Brown Barn. Judd Mott, huge owner universally. You get that he has to run Antono against Lady Eli, the same way Judd Mott gets that he has to run Lady Eli against Antono. Is there a modicum of regret that you're in a situation like that?
No, I hate it. I mean, I hate it. I hate it. I've been beating Chad up over it for months.
I love an honest answer. Oh, this is not a politically correct answer. I love it.
I mean, Anthony, I'll tell you, last year I ran second, or actually maybe I give it over the last 14 months, I ran second to Chad in stakes races, graded stakes races, sorry, to another Chad horse. So listen.
How many times?
6 times. And that's first, second. So listen, I run third, he wins with another horse. Yeah, you're high-fiving him. Congratulations, buddy. I'm really happy for you. Right, the difference, second, third, you're not going to cry. But I'm talking second, first, and a lot of them are fillies, residual value. I mean, it has been a dagger. But it's, what are you going to do? I mean, I talk to him about it all the time, and his answer, which I think is a really fair one, is, look, if you're with me, would you rather be with me or against me? Really, I'm going to run two. So you want to go give your horse to this trainer or that trainer, that's fine, but you're still going to have to run against me. So if you think my program's the best, you're going to get, you know, the best care. He never puts you in a position where you feel like he's sabotaging your chances to improve.
Everybody wins.
Yeah, everyone. So he says, look, I'm giving the jockeys directions that I think are going to give your horse, each one separately, the best chance to win the race. And I believe he does that. So it's super tough, especially I've got a close personal friendship with him. And if Lady Eli runs second today and Antoinette wins, I will cry. and I will be extremely difficult, and it will be very hard to see him on Sunday morning or Saturday night. But, you know, you got to be a big boy about it, right? For me, actually, sometimes it's harder – you know, when he's running a couple in an allowance race or, you know, or a claiming race or something like that, because the big races, like these guys, this is what they do. They've got to, you know, if he's got two, three real shots for the Diana, you got to take them. If you got three shots for the Kentucky Derby, they have to take them. I mean, that's how these guys make their money. That's the pinnacle of the game for them. They don't know who's going to fire on what day. So that stuff, you know, you have to kind of be a big boy about.
Got about a minute left.
Sure.
What do we got left? What do we got looking ahead at the meet?
We got
Mind Your Biscuits in the Four Go.
We got Mind Your Biscuits in the Four Go. We've got Whitmore and the Vanderbilt next weekend. We've got Ascend that won the Manhattan this year, kind of out of nowhere. Is going to run the Bowling Green and then hopefully back in the Sword Dancer next weekend. Should be exciting. What else?
We should rename Saturdays at Gulfstream Saturdays at Salt.
Yeah, listen, it's all about the Saturdays.
Saturdays at Saratoga.
Saturdays at Saratoga, yeah. Lightstream is going to run. We're still trying to figure out what race. We've got some good stuff. I mean, you feel like you're working all year. You're going to the sales. You're buying stuff privately to set yourself up to have, you know, some real live shots on some big days, especially in the summer. And hopefully you get lucky a handful of times. We've got some good stuff in the Haskell. You know, I own part of a horse called Timeline with the Woodford Group that I think is live. American Anthem is a shot. We go to that race. If not, then, you know, we'll come back to the Alan Jerkins here. So we've got some fun stuff. We'll see if we can get lucky a couple times and win a few big races. And hopefully when my kids are here, we can take a few pictures. That's always the key.
Sheep Pound Partners and Saul Kuhlman are all over the place. Saul, thanks for some time today. Before I let you go, Mike, just wanted to let you know, go Steelers.
Oh, come on, man. Come
man,
on.
Man, I'm just a messenger, man.
Come on. Tell him if he wants to come to a Patriots game and see a real team play, we'll take him anytime.